This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. If you've missed fake newsman Ron Burgundy this week, well, you're living under a rock. He's played by Will Ferrell and promoting his new movie Anchorman 2, hawking Dodge Durangos, anchoring a real North Dakota newscast, and today Emerson College is renaming one of its actual schools for him for a day. Kate Davidson reports on the logic behind the hype.
The first Anchorman movie did okay, but grossed less than $100 million. Ron Burgundy, though, developed a cult following. Now you'll find him promoting the Dodge Durango, or at least its glove box.
Comfortably fits two turkey sandwiches, six ball-peen hammers, 70 packs of gum.
Keith Simonton is managing editor of IMDb. He says when a character like James Bond used to appear in commercials,
he's driving a certain car or he's drinking a certain beer, but he's not making fun of driving that car or drinking that beer. Plus, also, Burgundy's an idiot.
This kind of advertising is anti-advertising, but it really works.
Porter Bibb is a managing partner at MediaTek Capital. He says Ron Burgundy as an anti-spokesman is genius because promotion is all about social media now, and the antics of a buffoon are highly contagious on our phones. Bibb expects the Anchorman sequel will do much better than the original, precisely because Ron Burgundy can't stay classy. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.